Yeah, I think I will start with reading two or three poems in Swedish and also English. Well, I start with a poem by Harry Martinson. He is included in this book. It's a printing of Raoul Bly's translations from Swedish. And it starts with a section with Harry Martinson. And I want to read a few of his poems because I think they are awfully good. Martinson was born, 70 years ago. And he was a sailor, and he in the 1920s. So the poem here called "The Cable Ship" is actually from his personal experience. Kabelskepp. Vi fiskade upp Atlantkabeln mellan Barbados och Tortuga. Höll upp lyktorna. Och beslog hon ut kautschuk på såret i dess rygg. 15 grader nordlig bredd, 61 grader västlig längd. När vi satte örat till det gnagda stället hörde vi hur det surrade i kabeln. Det är miljonärerna i Montreal och St. John som talar om priset på kubasockret och sänkningen av våra hyror, sa en av oss. Vi stod där länge och tänkte i en krets av lyktor. Vi tåliga kabelfiskare. Så sänkte vi den lagade kabeln ner till sin plats i havet. The cable ship. We fished up the Atlantic cable one day between the Barbados and the Tortugas. Held up our lanterns. And put some rubber over the wound in its back. Latitude 15 degrees north, longitude 61 degrees west. When we laid our ear down to the gnawed place, we could hear something humming inside the cable. It's some millionaires in Montreal and St. John talking of the price of a Cuban sugar and ways to reduce our wages, one of us said. For a long time we stood there thinking in a circle of lanterns. We are all patient cable fishermen. Then we let the coated cable fall back, take its place in the sea.